Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring us anything you want via the toll-free number at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Adamo,
and Mark.
As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want, and we've got another news story here that I don't know what the details are, Mark, but you said there's a crackdown coming on raw milk. Now, the government people in many different places, there's different raw milk laws in different places, but in some places, it's completely illegal for humans to consume, to sell, I believe even to possess raw milk. And a lot of people like this stuff. Mark, you and your family are fans of it. I believe you order it from local farmers.
Yep.
And is this one of the states where you can just do it out in the open, or do you have to claim it's for your pets?
This is California, where...
We're in New Hampshire.
Yeah. The story...
Gotcha. I'm asking you about this here in New Hampshire. Is it because you're buying raw milk? Is it one of those things where you have to claim that it's for your pets in order to buy it legally, or can you just go ahead and just openly buy raw milk?
I am not entirely aware. I would say that likely in the state of New Hampshire, you do not have to. It's no big deal. Like, you can just drink raw milk.
Got it.
We're a little more rural, and so it's more likely that we'd be able to get away with it. Frankly, I don't ask.
Yeah, I would suspect that's correct. I've seen it at a lot of the local markets,
okay,
you know, in the stores. So.
And if they haven't been raided yet, that's usually a good sign. Whereas out in California, it was, I believe, Rawson Foods is a raw food market. They had literally a SWAT team raid their business because they were selling raw milk-based products in their freezer, their refrigerator.
Right, and this was that was in Los Angeles, and this is basically an extension of that story. If you thought it was strange, the Rawson Foods story to me is a little disingenuous because they're painting the California official as not allowing raw milk, but in fact what they're not allowing is you to sell raw milk without their license. That's why I feel it's a little disingenuous, because they're getting the raw milk people on their side when most of the raw milk people would say to themselves, if there's a license, then why not pay for it? You know, this is an anti-statist move, not a pro-raw milk move. Do you get what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but the fact is they raided this man's store because he was selling raw milk.
But if they had an ice cream, if they had a lollipop license and he was selling lollipops, they would have raided him over that,
too. I would be as outraged over that.
You would. But
as anyone should.
There aren't any lollipop advocates out there. So this is kind of a designed thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying it's bad or wrong. I'm just saying
I don't think
it's
there's anything disingenuous to say that a man had his business raided because he was selling raw milk. Whether he had a government
without
permission
a
slip or not, I think is immaterial to the discussion.
The one reason I always say without a license, because I want to be entirely clear to anybody listening.
Fine, whatever.
What it's about. But it has gotten... Well, this one's entitled Utter Nonsense from BreakTheMatrix.com. This is from Bob Unra, I guess. The founder of Organic Pastures business in California is reporting that government health officials have begun tracking down the names and addresses of natural foods customers and showing up at their homes demanding to confiscate any raw milk that they might have.
Wow.
The door-to-door
raw
milk confiscations have begun.
Well, wait a minute. Now, are they actually just knocking? Is it a knock and talk, or are they actually breaking in and taking people food out of a fridge?
They're not breaking in to taking food out of a fridge. They're asking.
They're demanding to confiscate
any raw milk that those people might have.
Bring it outside.
Right. So essentially, it's a knock and talk, as they call it in police terms, where they don't actually have enough for a warrant. They don't have anything that they can really, you know, make an official move on. So they just show up and use their intimidation tactics on, you know, unsuspecting individuals who have no training. You know, they haven't been to copblock.org. They don't know, how to ask questions in response to questions, or just keep quiet. Or not to
answer the door in the first place.
You have no obligation, as I understand it, to talk to these people. So they don't know these things, and the police know they don't know them, so they pick on people because of their ignorance, and they'll show up, and they'll flash a badge, and they'll say something intimidating to them, and they'll get them probably 9 times out of 10 to get them to do whatever they tell them to. Well, let me see your fridge.
Yep. You know, typically go throw it out.
So it's our understanding that you're a customer of Rawson Foods and that you may have purchased raw milk there in the past. Yes. Do you have any raw milk on the premises? Yes. I mean, there, you're done.
You're done.
I mean, you know, all you've said is two words to the cops. If you see a police officer, here's my advice once again. If you're dealing with a police officer and you didn't call them.
We are not attorneys, it's not legal advice.
And they're asking you questions. You do not answer those questions. You know, if they say, how's the weather? Fine. You can answer that question, that's fine. But I'm still a little iffy on any question.
No reason to talk to them at all. Don't even answer the door.
You could ask ahead of time. This is the magic question.
If you are... Oh, sorry. Magic question.
The magic question is, are you conducting an investigation?
Exactly.
Because if they're conducting an investigation, good officer, you need to be in contact with my attorney. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Now, you don't have to give them. There's no law that says you have to supply them with the name of your attorney.
No.
Okay?
Investigate that one, buddy.
Right. You're a police officer. Do some police work. And they're not going to do it anyway because they've got other things to do.
They've got dupes. They've got other suckers that they can go and push themselves on.
Well, that's what you find out a lot with these, you know, real ridiculous issues. Not that most of them aren't. But, yeah, they go find the weaker link, the guy who's going to give them the information, who does, like, give it up on, oh, yeah, I got this here, and it's right here, you know. Like, last week we were talking about the guy with the $22,000 in his car. You know, the cop that ended up writing it up like, oh, I found it with my police work and blah, blah. The true story is the guy said, oh, it's right here underneath this stuff. Take it. And, like, I mean, he didn't say take it. But basically, he might as well have said that he wanted to.
He might as well have said take it because once you tell, you know, because they're asking
I'm being
questions.
Cooperative.
No, you do not answer their question. Do you know how fast you're going? Are you conducting an investigation?
Mm.
Where are you headed? Are you conducting an investigation?
Right.
I know that when I was pulled over, and Jason Talley is supposed to find this video for me. I'm hoping to have it at some point here in the near future, so we can put it online. You can see it. But it was my second dealing with the police in a pullover situation as being the driver. And she asked for my license and registration. I understand that I've got to turn those over if I've got them with me. So I was looking for those and was trying to retrieve one of them from the glove box while she was peppering me with other questions about, you know, where are you going and where is this your current address. And I kind of ignored her for a little bit, and it frustrated her that I wasn't responding to her right away. And I said, well, hold on, I'm working on getting you the driver's license and registration. You just hang on there. And so I just...
One thing at a time.
Right, exactly, because they want to confuse you. They want to get you to talking to them. And so I focused on getting her the paperwork, and after that, I was able to focus better, and I refused to answer any of her questions about any of that stuff.
Nice.
And as a result, you know, she couldn't write me up for more stuff, which of course she wanted to do. So, and by the way, she also tried to get identification from all three of my passengers, and I intervened in her request, and I said, I don't believe they're under any obligation to give you anything.
Yeah,
and why are you even talking to them when your issue is with me?
She backed right down as soon as I made that statement.
Well, you had already established at that point you had some idea of what was going on, and they don't know what they're dealing with. Is this an ACLU attorney? Am I going to get, you know, scolded here? I have no idea what's going to happen. So
back to the raw milk raids. You say they're going...
Raids is not the proper term.
Excuse me, raids, wrong term, but maybe it's going to come to that.
Door-to-door raw milk confiscations.
Yeah.
Voluntary.
Right. Basically, it is. I mean, it's voluntary from the way they just talk about it. It doesn't
feel
voluntary.
They would describe it as voluntary. Yes, we knocked on the door. The guy said he had some stuff, and he handed it over, and so we took our way.
Two guys geared up like they're ready to invade Poland come to your door, right? And they start to, excuse me, do you have any raw milk on the premises? Yeah. I mean, you're taught all your life to tell the truth, that the truth will set you free. Not in this case, it won't.
But you always know what happens, though, if you do not answer the door, if you are not cooperative with her, you know, I wonder to what point it will get. When will it be the full-out, like, drug war raid?
Yeah, how long before they literally are coming into people's homes and checking freezers and checking refrigerators?
It's like the sadistic sick spin on how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, you know? One, two, three. Like, how many door slams or non-answers does it take to get to the full-on Bearcat SWAT team raid?
I don't know.
But another reason to not open the door for these people is because you never know how pushy of a cop you're going to deal with. So if you open the door, he may put his foot in the door. You know, he may make some sort of move to try to enter your home, and then, you know, you've got a pushy cop trying to use force on you, and you don't want to use back because that's going to make things worse. And you're letting yourself into a very difficult situation. So better to not open the door at all. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Welcome up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in and bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have, like the archives. You can just click and download as many as you want. They go all the way back to late 2006 We give them away, so head over and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Plus, now in the if you go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side. There's the listen and share section. You'll find a link to our SoundCloud channel there, which will make it really easy for you to share any one of our shows on your Facebook page or Twitter or WordPress blog, wherever it is that your friends are looking. If you want to share some Free Talk Live, then we make it easy through the SoundCloud page. You'll find the link there on the left-hand side of the website.
If you're looking for coffee, a great place to go is coffee.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with O'Neill Coffee in order to, well, bring you some of the best flavored and gourmet coffees available. From my opinion, I've had this coffee, and it's some of the best coffee I've ever drank in my life. You can, O'Neill Coffee is a third-generation family-owned business right in Pennsylvania. They roast each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They're going to get it out into the mail to you quickly. Their prices are extraordinarily reasonable. I don't think you can find fresh roast coffee in your town for the rates that you can get it from coffee.freetalklive.com. And the shipping's free if you order $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship, get a free mug. All you have to do is in the special instructions section when you order at coffee.freetalklive.com, just mention FTL, and you'll get a free mug and free shipping. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. The news is a raw milk crackdown is happening in California, correct?
Correct.
Where they have gotten the customer lists of, I guess, different enterprises that have been selling raw milk without governmental permission. Is that correct?
We'll get these scoff laws.
Did they go after just one store, or was it more than one store?
Well, at this, I don't have that information. What okay. It is reported. I just feel bad that I caught you earlier in the show without some information.
No, you had mentioned earlier that okay, you said the name of some yes. sort of store. I thought organic, you said the name of a store.
The founder of Organic Pastures, of the Organic Pastures business in California, is reporting that the government health officials have begun tracking down the names and addresses of natural food customers and showing up at their homes.
I see, natural food customers. I didn't know if that was a store name or something like
so
that.
So this is a claim. According to Mark McAfee, both L.A. County and San Diego County have attempted to acquire customer names and addresses from Organic Pastures for the sole purpose of sending food confiscation teams to customers' homes to remove raw milk from their customers' refrigerators. Now, this is reported at naturalnews.com, and I don't know actually whether this is just this company that is dealing with this
mm-hmm.
or whether he's reporting that it's happening in other companies or not. So, I mean, mm-hmm. from the verbiage here, it certainly names this one business, but it doesn't exclude others.
Well, right. He said they were attempting to, so I wonder if that means they were not successful at getting names from him. Maybe he did not give up that information.
Right. Maybe they get. Well, the claim is that it's happening, though, that the
right.
door-to-door, the door-to-door
so
stuff is happening.
So they've already done it elsewhere, and they came to him trying to get him to give up.
I would
customers.
Imagine they've got Rawsome Foods list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they
did a raid
the business.
There. Yeah. They did a raid there, and, they busted in with MP5 aiming them at hippies buying raw milk. I mean,
well,
it's crazy.
It's really scary once people realize what governments or properly trained people can get off computers even remotely or
sure.
however. So if they have any of that information, which most any good business does.
Well, and they probably
computer.
Could have walked in and just grabbed the computer and taken
like they
it
probably did in the raid, right.
But with this particular case, and I'm just going to speculate here. I don't know what the law is out in California, but if it's illegal to sell raw milk to someone without a government a license, which is what you said earlier in California,
mm-hmm.
then that probably means the customer isn't liable because the customer can't be expected to check on somebody's, well, hold on there, Mr. Cashier. I'm going to need to make sure you guys have a raw milk license before I purchase this raw milk from you. That's pretty unreasonable to demand that customers be aware of the licensing status of the business from which they're purchasing
makes
the product.
Sense.
So that would be why, they're likely not charging any of these customers with anything. There's no criminal penalty here. It's just an intimidation campaign to put a stop to this. I mean, they want to scare these people into going back and buying corporate milk.
Well, it says here, the report from this McAfee says, the Los Angeles County Health Department officials have unleashed door-to-door raw milk confiscation teams to threaten and intimidate raw dairy customers into surrendering raw milk products they legally purchased and owned.
Legal. Yeah.
Think about this for a second. If you're the cop on raw milk duty, like that's got to be a pretty crappy position.
Yeah, you had to make somebody mad in the office already.
Right. So you're going to a home and you're like, look, I'm supposed to find any milk that might have come from unlicensed raw milk dealers. Do you have any raw milk in the home? Give it here. I'm going to pour it out on the lawn. I mean, they're not going to be
ew,
meticulous.
Sink.
whatever. I wouldn't even bother going to the house.
Well, they wouldn't. The Keene police were stopping people from drinking whatever they wanted to put in their body, whether it was water. They didn't know. I remember we were down there in Central Square, and they started pouring the beer in the fountain. So when they go to confiscate and destroy things, they don't do it in the most safe manner or, like, without thinking like everything else.
Sure.
So they probably would dump it on the grass.
I'm just thinking raw milk getting nasty in the sun.
That would. It'd probably attract some critters.
Yeah, at least some flies.
At least stink.
But, you know, what do they care? They're going to get in a car and drive away.
Right, it's not
their
property. They don't have to live there.
So I wouldn't doubt for a second that they're confiscating milk that was sold legally, completely legally. I mean, you know, if you bought it from somebody with a license, how are you going to prove that the business, you know, once you've turned over the milk to the milk police, then you're not going to get it back. I mean, face it, folks, whenever a police officer demands to see something from you, the chances of you getting it back, I think, is much higher if it's your driver's license. But the you know, much else, or, you know, license, registration, and proof of insurance, I think these forms are likely to get back. But much else, like a real tangible object, I don't think your chances of getting it back are very high.
No, probably slim to none. I mean, just like anything else, you could probably jump through a bunch of hoops, but
they can investigate for a year.
Hire a lawyer to get
who's
going to
want
back.
That? Yeah, I'll take that year-old raw milk now. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh no, now I want the officer to drink it. Oh.
But it's so petty. I mean, just think about it, right? I mean, what do you pay for a gallon of raw milk or a half gallon?
What do I pay?
Yeah,
I think it's $4.
Right.
For a
gallon. That's how petty this is.
For a gallon. I mean,
these guys are trying to go after people who are engaging in voluntary transactions, $4 transactions, and ultimately what's motivating this is not the health of the consumer, it's the corporate milk producers that don't like the fact that these farmers are just edging in on their product with a different offering in the marketplace.
And instead of being honest about it and saying, yeah, that's what it's about, there are a bunch of lobbyists here who say, yo, this stuff is better milk than anyone else. Instead of just being honest like that, it's sugar-coated in it is about the health. That is
right.
Going to make you sick, and this is a danger. And even so, most of us would say, like, so what? Okay, so everything I do has risk.
Right, cook an egg wrong, you get sick.
Right, bacon, meat, anything, you know, it doesn't matter. And so if they would just come out and say, hey, we're not happy about this, so we're going to use some men with guns to do it, at least we'd know it is what it is. But now it's like, no, it's all cloaked in safety and
best interest. Well, yeah, I mean, you got to couch it in fear. I mean, otherwise people aren't going to believe it. They're not going to take you seriously. They're going to see through it and see the idea that this is just protectionism for the existing licensed milk distributors. That's all that this is. You can't be honest with people, otherwise they'll know the game's up. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to come back around to the beginning here, for those who are just tuning in, because we never actually got to the apology from the MSNBC host who was under fire from the Veterans of Foreign Wars for speaking out his true feelings, apparently, about whether or not all military members should be considered as heroes. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have the news updates. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever delivery method is best for you. You can go get signed up free and be up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. You can get over 18,000 radio stations piped right into your kitchen. At least I can, because I've got the CC Wi-Fi internet radio, and it's in the studio kitchen here at the LRN.FM studios, which is really nice now because we can listen to our feed, the LRN.FM feed, while we're in there. You know, if we're cooking up something during a break or something like that and need to hear what's going on with the show, it's there. Basically, I have a studio monitor in another room of the house, and it's on Wi-Fi, so you can put wherever a Wi-Fi signal is available and have total access to pretty much any internet stream you can think of. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 Tune with CC Cranes, or C Cranes rather, CC Wi-Fi internet radio. It's a neat product.
Yeah, it's a great little product. I've seen you use it, and it seems like it operates just fine. I mean, you have another internet radio too that you'd used before. What do you think as far as comparisons go?
I think it's definitely a competitor. I mean, it's a good product. The other product is a little different. It's more of like an alarm clock radio, although as I understand it, this CC radio does have an alarm function. I haven't gotten into that function. It's not the primary function of the CC radio. The CC radio is just a dedicated internet radio. That's all it does. It doesn't have an FM tuner in it or anything like that. It's just for people that want to hear everything from around the world, every possible, you know, radio station with a stream internationally. This product can do that.
One thing that, you know, I have, as far as buying from C. Crane, my mind's always set at ease that you're getting the best your money can buy because they just make the best products.
It's pretty simple from my experience with it thus far, and I've
That's
been enjoying
nice, intuitive.
It. Yes. So ccrane.com, ccrane.com is ccrane.com is where you can go to get your CC Wi-Fi internet radio. As we go to Leland, who is listening in Alabama to WBHP in the Huntsville area. Hey, Leland.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you remember me. I called maybe like 2 or 3 months ago. I had some questions about the legalization of drugs, but I wanted to let you know that I worked all that out, and I basically officially went from a mostly conservative point of view to a mostly libertarian point of view.
Well, excellent. Was there one point, was there a turning point in particular for you on that issue?
Kind of, yeah. Believe it or not, I was listening to Penn Jillette on Sean Hannity, and I heard some stuff that I'd heard before, but he said something that did strike me, and he said that, he said it more eloquently than I'm going to say it now, but basically he said the best measure of our love for freedom was how we apply it to others and other points of view that we don't necessarily agree with. And
sounds pretty good.
And I don't do drugs personally, but
do you drink?
No.
Oh wow. Okay, then you're telling the truth. Then
or
some
drink
people
coffee.
Some people will say that. And right, yeah. What about coffee? You drink coffee?
And he said he's the same way. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't drink alcohol. He
doesn't
expect to be at dinner with people who drink. He'll leave the table. But I just realized that I think eventually I realized that as far as like civil liberties are concerned, Republicans are just as likely to take them away as Democrats. You know,
sure.
I consider myself, you know, a conservative Republican, and it just was conservative and, you know, doing my own thing. And now I don't really care about, you know, a lot of the moral issues that I, you know, like what we would call victimless crimes and stuff like that. So, yeah.
But absolutely. Like, I mean, no victim,
like
no crime. As long as there's no victim, as long as there's no party claiming damage, then there is no crime.
These vice crimes,
right.
I call them, yeah.
Right, or consensual crimes.
I'm still pretty personally religious, but, you know, that's just my own deal, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a conservative individual in the way, you know, I run my life and conduct myself. I just don't think that necessarily that I know what's best for everybody, or even if I do know what's best for everybody, that it's going to work out if I attempt to force them.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, Leland. It's always nice to have been a positive influence on helping somebody see.
Sounds like Penn Jillette was a positive influence.
What did you hear? Did you hear Free Talk Live before Penn Jillette?
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Leland, did you hear Penn after you heard us talking about it?
This was like last week. I listened to his podcast sometimes, and that was the other thing. Like, I know he's an atheist, and a lot of other libertarians are atheists, so that was like something I had to work out, you know, being Christian and all. But I heard him like last week. Last week was when I heard it.
Got it. And you'd heard Free Talk Live discussing the issue previously. You'd called us about it.
Yeah, I listen to you guys probably 2 or 3 times a week, and I called like 3 months ago about something about legalizing drugs.
Yeah, it absolutely is the key to being free yourself, is to allowing others to be free in their lives. And until people come to understand that, until people let go of the desire to control others, to try to mold everyone else around them into some vision that they have for the way the world ought to be, until people can get rid of that desire, then they will never be free. Because ultimately, as long as you want to control someone else, it's only a matter of time before that other someone else decides they want to control you back. And that's why we have the situation we have today with people constantly fighting over the guns of government, the tool, this violent tool that exists to attempt to force people to believe or behave or do things in a certain way or not do certain things that other people don't want them to do. And the tool just gets passed around and passed around and passed around, and before you know it, there's laws against almost everything. Now we've got laws against raw milk. I mean, it's just that's the direction this goes in. The most powerful people will get their way until someone else takes power and then turns it back on them, and it's a never-ending cycle of violence, and we're all caught in the middle of it, and all we have to do to end it is to just stop desiring to control others.
Stop funding the state, the people who use that desire.
Well, right, and then ignore the state and stop funding them, and forget about that belief system and change your belief system and come to the conclusion that the state doesn't exist. It's only an idea. It's a bad idea, a bad old idea that needs to go away. But that the state is nothing more than human beings who are attempting to control others and who are willing to do so by using the threat of and actual force in order to do that. And as we've shown time and time again, when you use force on peaceful people, you get unintended consequences, negative consequences, and in many cases, the opposite of your original intentions. Any other thoughts, Leland?
No, you said it, man.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys, and y'all keep on listening.
Very good, sir. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. See, this message is simple, and it works over time. But, you know, it's never going to be that first conversation you have with somebody where they're going to come up
with. Definitely not. I mean, because we have all been indoctrinated, you know, myself included, with the idea that, and I think that, you know, the idea that, whoa, you can't have no government, that'll be anarchy, and it'll be terrible. And I wouldn't propose for a second that there be no government. I propose that we not have a top-down hierarchical state that demands compliance from you, that demands to be a monopoly and uses, you know, stealing that they call taxation in order to fund itself. That's what I have a problem with. I think that, you know, governance can come in lots of different ways. You'll never get innovation in this area of governance. There was a big innovation in the area of governance around, you know, the late 18th century. And you saw the United States and France and several other places, you know, go towards this republic thing. But what kind of innovation has there been since then? What's the parliamentary process? I mean, that's the big leap forward we've had in the last 200 and something years.
Your thoughts are welcome, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, it's Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line available to you here in the raining moments. 1-855-453. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Damo,
and Mark.
And I want to make sure that you know that there's some alternative currencies out there that are a little different from gold and silver. Now, in Free Talk Live, we're big fans of gold and silver. I've got some silver on the way to me, actually, from Midas Resources.
Oh, did you get some more?
Yeah. And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. You can place your order for gold and silver there. But maybe you want to diversify a little bit more and get into something digital.
That's right, bitcoins. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. The bitcoins that are contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. You can download the free software and be using it in just a few minutes. It's completely open source. You don't need to click on any terms of service when you do it. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees attached to it. You don't need the permission from any government agency or bank or whatever to do it. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. It's a minute and 44-second long video. Well worth seeing, because the fact of the matter is bitcoins are changing the internet and changing the world. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything. Ed is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ademo, and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, I just want I just read an article earlier about, in the New York Times, a tough judge's proposal for fair sentencing.
Okay.
The judge is finally seeing, you know, where it's insane, these mandatory minimum sentencing.
Yeah.
That they have to apply. In other words, he really sums it up right here pretty good. Prosecutors run our federal justice system today. Judges play a subordinate role, necessary, yes, but subordinate nonetheless. Defense counsel take what they can get. But they wrote
right.
A letter to the Department of Justice saying, we got to end this insanity. But I just thought I'd mention that to y'all.
Yeah, I hope your letter does some good.
I hope the judge's influence does some good as well.
This is a trench system I mean, when you're talking with the way things are as far as the criminal justice system here, it's so entrenched, and there's no reason for anyone to back out of it. I mean, you can't support convicts. They're bad people. So if the idea of reforming a system in order to make it fair or just, well, then you're advocating for convicts, and they're bad people.
That's the perspective of these folks.
You hate America and baby Jesus if you want a better system.
But like y'all say, no victim, no crime. We're talking about nonviolent people. Also, this article now that I said that, it points out that most of them are not involved in any big-time drug deal. I think it said 74%. Let's see.
Is that on a federal 74% level?
74% of defendants charged with crimes involving crack cocaine faced a mandatory minimum sentence in the year that ended in September, according to statistics compiled by the United States Sentencing Commission. But only 5% of them led or managed a drug business.
And this is one of the ways that people will claim, and I think that it's an accurate claim, that the judicial system is racially biased. The fact is that crack cocaine and cocaine are really no different at all. One of them has a scarier name, and it's associated with black people or whatever.
They thought it was more damaging, is what they said. But listen, to these stats, Mark, from the, you can look it up.
Plenty of white crack smokers, I'd like to point out.
There are.
Fair Sentencing Act of 2010.
Go ahead.
It showed that 52% of crack users were white, 38% were black, but 88% of those incarcerated for crack were black.
It's not the possession of one or two rocks that we're talking about. It's usually the sale of it that is mostly what what they're trying to arrest for. And I would guess.
Well, no, it says 80% are for possession only.
Yep.
See, that's
what they can get them for.
Right. I mean, we all know it's a sham. Well, the war on drugs.
If you're going to try to bust people for crack, you're not going to go around house to house looking for crack. You're going to go where the crack is being sold. And as far as they're concerned, where it's being sold, and where it's being sold in the easiest and most out front place. And that's likely to be in the hood, whatever ethnicity the hood might be in your particular town. So therefore, that's where they're going to go.
Right. But another thing that makes it such a sham is that's a very small percentage. Where do you usually get your drugs? From people you know. Friends of yours.
What are you, exactly? Are you asking me to admit to some kind of crime here?
No, but I mean, everybody. I mean, it just shows. You guys know how ridiculous it is.
Sure.
Who Absolutely. Owns your body? You or the government?
Nailed it.
And the only way you can even control anything like this is through tyranny.
Yeah. And attempt.
Which it doesn't really work.
Okay, and also let me end with this, and I'll get off here. It was in Colorado. You don't believe this? At the prom night, two mothers have been charged. They sprayed Lysol on the kids when it says here that they were dancing like they were having sex with their clothes on.
Sprayed
Lysol on these kids. And they called the girls, I got it noted here, they called the girls sluts and whores. Do you believe it?
Oh,
and also, they were wearing military gear.
Creepy.
What do you call it? The uniform.
Yeah, BDUs or whatever. Hey, all thanks, right. Ed, for the call, man. You. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Stop dancing like that.
I can't believe you go in there and spray Lysol on somebody else's kids.
It's crazy.
I mean, what?
I can't believe you just spray Lysol on any kids or people. What were you hoping to achieve? Disinfect yourself, child.
Indeed, but I mean, other people's kids, you're going to go in there and, I mean, they're dancing and what?
You know, I'm as likely as the next guy to look at this, what do they call it, freaking? Is that the name of this dance style? Where essentially you're simulating sexual activity while dancing. I mean, it's not dancing in any way that previous generations, again, we're back to the generation gap thing here, but I mean, for the longest time, again, people in older generations have been looking at young people and the way they dance, all the way back to the flappers in the 1920s. What they were doing was very outrageous at that time, and similarly, different generations have done outrageous things to people in older generations. It's just the same old story. These are some uptight moms who they're jealous or whatever their problem is with young people doing this, as though they're not going to do more than simulate the sexual activity after the dance is over.
Right, like that was the least of their worries,
well,
you know.
Yeah. At least they have their clothes on the dance.
I've been watching this television program, and this really is a testament to what people will do when they have a TV in front of them. But it's called My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Isn't that after a movie or something?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. But this is a reality TV show that focuses on, rum in a shell and Irish travelers in the United States. If you want to see a lifestyle that's completely different than yours, go ahead and watch this thing. Because, I mean, I just watch it in awe of the gaudy kind of clothing that these people wear.
The travelers? The people that go around from house to house and scam people?
No, this is... No, they're just travelers. I mean, they do different things. I mean, they're...
Okay.
No.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's like there's this culture of people that, like, goes house to house and offers, like, driveway painting, and they're just scamming people. They're called travelers.
I don't know.
I've seen, like five... person teams, and they hit a whole community at like the same time and stay in hotels.
Couldn't answer.
They're gypsies, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, gypsy is a derogatory term.
That's why I was using the term traveler. you hate it when I use gypsy.
I do hate it when you use gypsy because it's a derogatory term.
But you know what gypsy means.
Well, let me tell you about these people and stop derailing me. Okay. So, I mean, you know, these are these family lifestyles of people that get married at like 14, 15, 16 years old. And the women dress in these gaudy fashions and show a great deal of skin, and they, you know, they dance a lot, and at least on the TV screen, they dance a lot, and you know, their dances are very provocative, but they have this incredibly conservative culture where, you know, it's they get married very young, they stay apparently rather true to each other, and that's, you know,
and what's
they
their
do.
History from? Where are they from again?
Well, these are the Romney shells. I guess they're originated in India, but they used to be called Egyptians. All kinds of laws have been passed for the last 500 years in Europe for them, you know, going around. Hitler actually attempted to, you know, get rid of them too, eliminate them too. And what's interesting is you can't judge this group by the way they act. They're very conservative, but they, you know, in their family structure, but very liberal in their sort of dress and actions. So, you know, I'm making the point.
It's an unusual group of people.
Is that if you sprayed down these people with Lysol, you would be presupposing that they might be doing it afterwards, but these girls aren't even allowed to go on dates with boys. Not at all. I mean, if they get to dance with boys, they get to dance at a party in the view of their parents.
The adults.
Or if they go on a date, they have a chaperone. I mean, it's crazy
stuff.
And
the show's called what?
Gypsy Wedding.
Gypsy Wedding. Interesting.
Now, I'll use the term gypsy because it's the title there, but it's often a derogatory term.
I was going to ask.
We're out of time for tonight. You can join a demo over at copblock.org and freetalklive.com. Till tomorrow night, we'll see you then online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.